Last year, Americans ate 32 billion chicken wings. Who knows just how many helpless sides of celery were heartlessly thrown away? But this year, celery neglect can stop with you and irresistible Jif peanut butter. Because you can make a snack to make a difference. You can buy a jar of Jif to save the celery. So please, don't let celery be decoration for wings. Tap the banner to save the celery.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I have an in for Pat now. Fascinating story that Conor Lally, the security and crime editor of the Irish Times, has. Front page story: a Spanish breakup Irish drug smuggling network. And he joins us on the line. Welcome, Conor.
Good morning, Ivan.
So tell me, I hadn't heard of this The Family Gang before. Who are they?
So The Family Gang, they have essentially become the biggest drugs gang in Ireland, really since the demise of the Byrne Organised Crime Group, which was the Kinahan's operation here in Ireland. Now, the Byrne Organised Crime Group was pretty much wiped out by the Garda operation in the wake of the Kinahan-Hutch feud. So once the Byrne Organised Crime Group, so many of their people were jailed for crimes that took place as part of the Kinahan-Hutch feud. The Family Gang, which really originated in Ballyfermot, they have been, you know, dealing drugs for quite some time, for, you know, over 20 years, really. Some of them have done quite lengthy jail time for major drug deals, both in Spain and in Ireland. But they were working away. They were a kind of a second tier drugs gang, if you like, here. And as the Byrne Group lost their place at the top of the tree, really the Family Gang took over from them. So they're now the largest drugs gang in the country and have been probably for about the last at least 4 or 5 years. And now we see there have been major operations into them, policing operations into them, both in Ireland and in Spain. And that has really culminated in quite a lot of activity over the last week.
So it's twin operations here. There's been serious drug fines relating to the family and arrests of how many people? Is it in Valencia?
Yeah, so the Spanish authorities are saying that there are 20 arrests so far this week. Six of them have taken place in Ireland. And of those, three of them are really key members of the group. They're siblings. They're from the Ballyfermot area originally. And they are regarded as, you know, being at the apex of the gang here. So I suppose the Irish end of the operation is really significant in the sense that the key people have been, you know, their doors have been kicked in by the guards, if you like, and they remain, they are still being held by the guards now, 4 days after they were detained in early morning raids. And then if we look at the Spanish operation, then what the Spanish operation really focused on was a drugs hub that they were using in Spain to effectively take receipt of very large consignments of both cannabis and cocaine in Spain, to vacuum pack them into bags, and then to hide them in secret compartments in both trucks and cars. And then these drugs were going to be brought across from Spain to Ireland via France, hidden in these secret compartments in the vehicles. So using information, there was an encrypted messaging network run from Australia. And that was essentially infiltrated last September by Australian and other international law enforcement agencies. Once law enforcement got up onto that platform, they realized that it was being used mainly by Australian organized crime gangs. But it was next popular then with Irish groups. And at the time last September, the Gardaí used a lot of the information that was available from that platform to carry out arrests and to seize drugs here in an operation last September. So really the information from that has been examined very closely since then by the guards. It has been investigated and a lot of people have been placed under surveillance. And really the culmination, I suppose, of those inquiries has been the activities that we've seen both here and in Spain over the last week. And if we look at what happened in Spain, this family-based gang, it had an Irish stroke Spanish operation in Valencia, and they were essentially renting units, you know, warehouses. They were driving trucks and cars in there, vacuum packing the drugs, packing up the cars for them driving over to France, driving over to Ireland via France. And when the Spanish authorities raided these properties, they found 30 million euros worth of cocaine and cannabis. So that really offers a snapshot into just the sheer scale of this particular group. On any one day, when the Spanish police raided their properties, they found cocaine valued at well over 20 million. And then the remainder of that haul was comprised of cannabis. So this is a very large scale operation. They also found things like four trucks, 12 luxury vehicles. So this is a fleet of vehicles with secret compartments in them that were being used to transport these drugs very regularly from Spain via France to the Irish market.
One paragraph you have in the article is, Europol said the criminals involved here were now being, quotes, haunted by their chats on Ghost. And you alluded to this in terms of the, is that like a WhatsApp or what is Ghost?
Yeah, so Ghost is essentially one of these platforms that was really set up by an Asian Australian man based in Sydney. And obviously he had a lot of, you know, high-tech expertise. He set up this particular platform. And I suppose the idea of it is he sells handsets to people and you can only access his platform on his handsets, phones, basically. And he sells them on the basis that law enforcement cannot intercept these, you know, it cannot crack the code, it cannot hack into your messages and so on. And the idea of it is it's a really hyper secure, as you say, version of WhatsApp that cannot be cracked by international law enforcement. But the Australians were able to crack it after quite a lot of IT work, very, you know, high end IT hacking work. They were able to get up onto that network. And once they were onto it, they had insight then into all of the groups that were using it, what they were saying to each other. And the really interesting thing about these platforms is when they are hacked by law enforcement is that the gangs on them have generally been using them for quite some time, and they've got full confidence in them because the previous crimes that they've organized via these platforms have gone ahead without any hitch. They haven't been caught. So they have great confidence that law enforcement can't read what they're saying on the platform. So generally, what you will find is then once law enforcement gets up on it, these people are quite open about, you know, drug deals they're planning, attacks they're planning, and so on. And it's really highly valuable information.
Finally and briefly, Conor, will this come before the courts in Spain or Ireland?
Well, both probably. Six men being held in Ireland at the moment, and they will have to be really either released without charge or charged probably before the end of the weekend. So I think we should keep an eye on that end of things. I think that could be very interesting.
Fascinating insight there into the family and their operations and network. My thanks to Conor Lally, Security and Crime Editor with the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.